Yeah, obviously you don't know much about it, but it must be pretty scary when you see a teammate being stretched off with a neck brace on.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, you look over and he's down on the ground, but I'm unsure what happened. So I think he's gone away to the hospital just precautionary sort of things, you know, these things with head injuries. So, yeah, that's all I know.
What's the route of all the players?
Yeah, look, I guess it's just happened, so I'm unsure really what's going down, and he's still named on the side, so yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, so I'm not sure what's happened. Yeah.
Do you basically plan though? It's probably unlikely you're going to have him for Sunday.
At this stage, I've been told he's okay. So at this stage, I think he's probably still playing, and yeah, we'll go with that.
If you don't have him though, I mean, obviously a pretty big challenge to come up against Shane Mumford with just Jared Witts in the side.
Yeah, I mean, he's a powerhouse ruckman, and you know, I played a little bit of ruck on the weekend, and I can come into the ruck as well and help Witsy out. And so, you know, his follow-ups is huge, and if we can take that away from him, it will go a long way to helping us win the game.
So it's been an interesting journey for you to get to 100 games. How have you sort of looked at your journey in the AFL so far?
It's felt like it's taken me a while, but it's, you know, 9 years in the system, enjoyed every minute of it. But you know, I've been in and out of the side, especially in Sydney, and something for me is just to try and cement a spot in the side and go forward from there.
How do you feel your form's been this year, probably compared to your first year at Collingwood?
Yeah, I think it's a lot better. Been a little bit more consistent. On the weekend wasn't a great game, but you know, patches in the game where I'm not fading out and playing a lot more like sort of four-quarter footy, so yeah.
Are you still to look back a bit at this point, or are you still sort of just focused on GWS? 100 is obviously a big milestone for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, it is good to look back, but you know, I still feel like a lot of my good footy is ahead of me, so I'm looking forward to what's afoot and forward of me, and yeah.
You're a player who seems to spent a lot of your career under scrutiny and under pressure. Has that played with you at all in the way that you approach the game?
It does a little bit. I mean, you know, that's it. Like this game, everyone, you know, has something to say, and you're pretty quick to judge. But you know, it's, I don't know. I enjoy playing footy, and I just try and do that. So yeah, I'm not too sure.
Does this game allow you to get a bit more of an understanding of where you're at as a team?
Yeah, I mean, they're a young side, but they're pretty skillful, and they're a fast, ball-moving side. So you know, it's going to be a tough game for us, and if we can get this win and go into the break with, I think it's 7 or 8 wins, that would be great for us.
It's the start of a big month or so coming up for the team, now, isn't it? How critical is that period to show where you're at?
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, if we can keep getting those wins, we can, you know, the back end of the season is going to really help us. So we've got, after the break, we've got some big teams coming up, so it's going to be a great test for us.
You've never lost to GWS. Does that sort of stat matter, considering they're part of it?
No, I don't think so. We don't think about it. You know, you can only go off at how their form is at the moment, and, you know, they're starting to play a bit better footy, so.
I guess from the outside, we're all trying to work out how good this Collingwood side is, in nearly halfway through the year. Internally, are you still trying to work out where you sort of sit in terms of the rest of the competition?
I don't think so. We're just focusing on what we can control as a team, and you know, I've had some young guys really step up this year, and with Geordie, DeGoey, we've got Jack Crisp who's come across, and they're really helping us, and the guys in the forward line, there's been a number of us who've played some really good games, so.
You're a pretty handy basketball in your day. Do you watch Matty Dellavedova at the moment and think that could have been me?
Oh, don't think it could have been me, but yeah, I played a bit of basketball in the time, and you know, it's great to see those guys over in the States doing really well, and Andrew Bogut as well, so yeah, it's good.
What's the focus for you as a forward unit against the Giants? What sort of challenge do they present you?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they move the ball really fast. If we can bring it to ground and we can hunt the footy, it'll really help us, but you know, if we don't stop their run and their quick hands, that can be a real test for us.
Anyone going to have any special words for Heath Shaw when you get close to him in the ball?
Yeah, probably. I'm not too sure. I obviously wasn't at the club when he was here, so but I'm sure there'll be a little bit.